welcome to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible Reading Plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for June 7th comes from Deuteronomy 11. By the time of Jesus, the signs and frontlets that Moses wanted to see bound the eyes and hands of Israelites in Deuteronomy 11 verse 18 had largely become an outward show of hypocrisy. Jesus explicitly condemned the Pharisees for the way they wore their signs and frontlets, or in Greek, their phylacteries, to gain attention, saying in Matthew 23 verse 5, "They do all their deeds to be seen by others. For they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long." The Pharisees no longer used their phylacteries as a tool for keeping the words of the living God front and center in their lives, but for showing off their own righteousness to everyone else. But that doesn't mean the original intent for the frontlets was bad or poorly conceived. Moses wants desperately to avoid a situation where the Israelites forget the great works that Yahweh has done for them, turning instead to worship the false gods that the nations living in the land of Canaan up to this point have served, in Deuteronomy 10 verses 16 through 17. You see, not only did Yahweh bring his people out of the land of Egypt through signs and wonders, with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, but he brought them through the Red Sea as they were pursued by Egyptians. Even more, Yahweh swallowed up Dathan and Abiram, who challenged Moses' leadership along with Korah back in Numbers 16. And now, Yahweh is about to lead his people into a land so fertile that they will not need to irrigate it as they had done in Egypt, but a land flowing with milk and honey that Yahweh himself tends as a master gardener. So, Moses commands the people to remind themselves the story of what Yahweh has done for them again and again. They should bind the story physically to their bodies, teach the story to their children, and write the story on their doorposts and gates. And in this way, God's people would, according to Deuteronomy 11 verse 18, "Therefore lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul." All of these physical reminders were for the sake of sinking the story deeply into their hearts and souls. Like circumcision, these frontlets, doorpost inscriptions, and gate writings were all physical signs pointing to a deeper spiritual reality, as we talked about in yesterday's meditation. Can you be a hypocrite with a phylactery? Absolutely. But do we need physical reminders to remind us again and again of spiritual realities? Absolutely. This is why Jesus gave us baptism in the Lord's Supper, as well as membership in local congregations of believers, to remind us again and again of the story. Have these signs, then, become sources of hypocrisy for you? Or do you cherish them as special resources for bringing you repeatedly back into the story of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection? Thanks for listening to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast. You can get more free Bible study resources by liking Free Daily Bible Study on Facebook at www.facebook.com/freedailybiblestudy.